This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Even as talk grows louder about a possible truce, intense air assaults went back and forth over the Israeli and Gaza border today. More Palestinians were killed overnight, pushing the death toll for days of fighting to over 100 for Palestinians and 3 Israelis. Still, the push for a diplomatic solution is ramping up. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives in the region today. And in Cairo, Egypt's new Islamist leadership is now serving as a mediator between the Israelis and Gaza's Hamas-led government. NPR's Leila Fadel is in Cairo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with what each side wants and what signs of progress, if any, there are toward a deal.
The demands are quite different on both sides. Hamas is saying they want the Gaza blockade lifted. It's been debilitating on the Gaza Strip now for years, and they want the end to the assassinations of their leaders. Whereas Israel is saying we can do nothing until the rockets stop coming in from the Gaza territory into our land. Obviously, both sides see the other as the aggressor.
Well, also today, a delegation of Arab foreign ministers is headed to the Gaza Strip. Tell us about the significance of that trip and really how these newly elected Arab governments are dealing with popular sentiment in their own countries to support the Palestinians in Gaza.
Well, the interesting thing is that the Arab world is coming, is backing Hamas in a way that they never have in the past, at least vocally. As soon as this conflict began, we saw the prime minister of Egypt go to Gaza, and now a delegation of Arab foreign ministers go to Gaza to show solidarity with the Palestinians and Hamas. A lot of Arab leaders in the past were hesitant to engage with Hamas. A lot of those leaders were Western-friendly dictators that no longer are in power. So for the first time, the Arab public sentiment actually matters due to these Arab revolts that swept through the region over the last 2 years. And because of that, Arab governments feel they have to answer to their people. We're seeing this Arab foreign ministry delegation going to Gaza, the Egyptians sending their prime minister to show solidarity. And at the same time, these governments still want a relationship with the United States and have to still cater to their Western allies, and in Egypt, at least, the peace treaty that's signed with Israel.
And also this morning came the announcement from the White House that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will go to Jerusalem today to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What impact might that have on all that's going on, all these negotiations?
Well, I think most people are waiting for the U.S. to really calm the situation. Egyptian officials here say it's on the shoulders of the United States to get Israel to cease violence on their side. But the only person that can really influence Israel in a major way is the United States. So I think everybody's watching for what the outcome of that trip may be. And so it's in everybody's interest that this ends, because it could be a very destabilizing thing for the region. I assume that in those talks, there will be discussion of how to get to a ceasefire. Israel has talked about a ground invasion, and that's something that really internationally people don't want.
Leila, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Leila Fadel speaking to us from Cairo.